Greetings from the good stuff. Thanks for joining us. Sounds like it's time to pair with Tri-State Livestock News. If you've been looking for dependable information in a timely fashion, packed with insight on cattle, grain, sheep, all things ag-related, your life just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read, and we've got a lot of good stuff coming your way.
I'm going to share some of that with you right now. According to the theory of aerodynamics, as may be readily demonstrated through wind tunnel experiments, the bumblebee is unable to fly. We knew that, right?
That's right. We do.
This is because the size, the weight, and the shape of his body in relation to the total wing spread make flying impossible.
Correct.
The bumblebee, being ignorant of these scientific truths, goes ahead and flies anyway and makes a little honey every day. So, a little fact for you there on the good stuff. And here's a fact for you, too. The North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora celebrates Western heritage, achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends that embody the spirit of the West. Learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Kim, what are you going to share?
I've been sharing a couple of these here and there. This is from Shirley Schumann, and they're idiot sightings. They're pretty funny. My daughter and I went through the McDonald's takeout window, and I gave the clerk a $5 bill. Our total was $4.25. So I also handed her a quarter. She said, "You gave me too much money." I said, "Yes, I know, but this way you can just give me a dollar back." She sighed and went to get the manager, who asked me to repeat my request. I did so, and he handed me back the quarter and said, "We're sorry, but we could not do that kind of thing." The clerk then proceeded to give back $1.75 in change. Do not confuse the clerks at Mickey D's. Oh, my goodness. Here's an idiot sighting in a food service. My daughter went to the local Taco Bell and ordered a taco. She asked the person behind the counter for minimal lettuce. He said he was sorry, but they only had iceberg lettuce.
Iceberg.
Here's another one. I was at the airport checking in at the gate when an airport employee asked, "Has anyone put anything in your bag without your knowledge?" To which I replied, "If it was without my knowledge, how would I know?" He smiled knowingly and nodded, "That's why we ask." Oh,
so
too funny.
What do you make? This was sent in anonymously. The dinner guests were sitting around the table discussing life. One man, a corporate executive, decided to explain the problem with education. He argued, "What's a kid going to learn from someone who decided his best option in life was to become a teacher?" He reminded the other dinner guests what they say about teachers: those who can do, those who can't teach. To stress his point, he said to another guest, "You're a teacher, Bonnie. Be honest. What do you make?" Bonnie, who had taught kids for many years, replied, "You want to know what I make? Well, I make kids work harder than they ever thought they could. I make a C+ feel like the Congressional Medal of Honor winner. I make kids sit through 40 minutes of class time when their parents can't make them sit for 5 minutes with an iPod, GameCube, or movie rental in front of them. You know what I make? I make kids wonder. I make kids question. I make them apologize and mean it. I make them respect and take responsibility for their actions. I teach them to write, and then I make them write. Keyboarding isn't everything. I make them read. I make them show all of their work in math. They use their God-given brain, not the man-made calculator. I make students from other countries learn everything they need to know about English while preserving their unique cultural identity. I make my classroom a place where all my students feel safe. I make my students stand, placing their hand over their heart to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, one nation, under God, because we live in the United States of America. I make them understand that if they use the gifts they were given, work hard, and follow their hearts, they can succeed in life. You know what I make? I make a difference. What do you make, Mr. CEO? He was silent.
Indeed. That is so awesome.
Don't forget, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend some time here in the Valentine area. International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska, and home of the Nebraska Star Party this summer again. 300-plus rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots, so we can accommodate you. Go to visitvalentine.com. And while you're at it, keep listening to the good stuff.